A very good morning, guys, and we are starting the August series today. So today is 1st of August, and yesterday we saw the Nifty's expiry being extremely volatile. The walls were extremely low, but we saw a good bounce that came in, and the later sell-off that happened in the later part of the day pulled Nifty towards that 24,768 mark where it closed. As of now, GIFT Nifty is trading around 105 points lower from that point. GIFT Nifty is trading around 24,730 mark, 0.42% down. But let's move on to the global markets and see what happened on yesterday on global front. So US closed negative for the third consecutive day and fell around 0.37% on SPY, as well as Nasdaq closed flat. As of today morning, what we can see is Dow futures is trading slightly positive, around 10 points higher, 0.3 pips higher. Along with that, European markets also saw some good sell-off, wherein CAC cracked by almost 1.16%, DAX fell by almost 0.82%. The Asian markets today morning are in a jittery mood on the tariff front, where Trump has told that bare minimum tariffs of 10% will be applied, and Canada tariffs have also been increased to almost 35%. So Asian markets are all mostly in negative, with Jakarta sparing Jakarta and Shanghai and streets, everything is in negative. Nikkei is down almost 170 points, 0.43% down. Hang Seng is down 0.3%, 80 points down. Taiwan is down almost 0.5%. And 127 points. The main fall is coming from Kospi, where Kospi is down almost 3% and trading at around 3149. So GIFT Nifty is having a global pressure and trading around 24,730. But along with that, commodities, crude has taken some resistance around that 70 to 50 mark and has closed around 71.59 as of now. Gold is trading around 32.89, which is showing some strength back again. On the currencies front, dollar index has started to rally towards that 101 to 101.5 zone, and USD INR is trading around 87.60 as of now. So rupee is weakening, and we might see that 88 mark getting hit in this August series. But the August series has started on a bad note, where FIIs have continued their selling, and on 31st of July they have sold around 5,588 crores of equity. Along with that, DIS came in and bought around 6,372 crores of equity, and we are starting the month with FIIs having net monthly figures of around 6,400 crores on the sell side in the cash market, whereas DIs have bought around 8,200 crores. So the result season is on, and we are seeing around 86 earnings that will be declared today. ITC, Adani Power, Tata Power, Godrej Properties, UPL, Tube Investments, these are some of the big names that are going to declare the results today, along with LIC Housing Finance and Delhivery as well. So keep a watch on these stocks, guys. So along with that, now let's move towards Nifty and see where the volatility and option trades can be created on the indexes as well. So the spot is currently trading around 24,650 levels. So we are going to open around 24,700 levels on the spot. The implied volatility for 7th August, that is weekly one, is trading around 10.88. It means that weekly VIX for 7th August is trading at 10.88. So it's a relatively lower number right now what we are seeing. Along with that, 24,800 straddle, if you see that straddle is trading around 305 rupees. That gives us an implied range for the week of around 25,100 on the upside, whereas on the downside 24,305. So that's the roughly range for the week. But what we are seeing is a continuous suppression in the wall, and with that suppression, what is happening is the front end of the wall is down, whereas we are seeing some good spikes on the realized front, and that is where long gamma is making good money. And you can have a long gamma and short VIX exposure by creating long straddles in the front end and short straddles at the back end. Along with that, indices, everything is on the weak side on TK screener, and what I can see is capital market, small cap, metals and CPSC are some indices which are leading the fall and can be looked from a shorting side as well. FMCG and IT and banking stocks might see some bounce today, so keep a watch on that. The index support stands at 24,650, and if we are holding that 600 mark, as I said yesterday as well, we might see a rally coming towards that 25,000. The mean hasn't changed for Nifty yet. On commodities, gold is strong and trading around 99,080 on MCX, whereas silver is trading around 110,586, and gold can be bought and silver can be sold, and a good pair trade is emerging out, whereas nat gas is again in the neutral zone and should not be looked for. Along with that, crude oil is stabilizing around that 6,000 mark, so trading around 6,084 currently. So this was Tanmay Kurtukuti, guys, and you were listening to trade setup with Tanmay before the market chaos begins. So join in every day at 8:30. And if you like this episode, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends, and see you back up tomorrow. So this was 1st of August. We are closing at 8:05.